This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that certainly feels a little bit greater with all of a sudden our elected representatives being able to work together across party lines to do what? To reduce spending on a national basis, to reduce the rate of increase, at least, in our national debt, and to actually help avoid a default and an economic catastrophe. Congratulations to the Speaker of the House, to the Honorable Kevin McCarthy. We will be speaking to somebody who has been following these events with some concern and certainly some perspective, David French, who is just recently joined the New York Times as an opinion columnist, has a tremendously influential, much-discussed column recently called The Right is All Wrong About Masculinity. We will get to that. He also asks a question, will DeSantis destroy conservatism? Which is a fascinating and pertinent question. And then he also writes about why Ukraine needs those F-16s. David French, who is one of the most distinguished and successful religious liberties attorneys in the United States, is also senior editor at The Dispatch and a contributing writer at The Atlantic, and he just returned from Ukraine. And you have a piece on why Ukraine needs those F-16s. Why are they so important, given the fact that they won't be arriving until late September, we now hear, which may be too late for the big counteroffensive? Why are those planes so important, David French?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and thanks for having me. I think the single best way that it was put to me was actually put to me by the former defense minister of Ukraine, and he said, ask a NATO general how to defeat the Russians without aviation. In other words, basically what he was saying was, look, war plans on how to defeat the Russian army, not necessarily in winning any given battle, which Ukrainians have won multiple battles, but if you want to achieve a comprehensive defeat of the Russian military, it's very, very hard to do that without aviation. And the reasons are many, so I'll just give you some of them briefly. One is the existing Russian aircraft, which are, they have several hundred aircraft, which are called Generation 4.5. In other words, they're five generations of fighter aircraft. The fifth generation, the most current, Generation 4.5, is close to that. And they just have a much longer range in their ability to see targets and to hit targets than the very old MiG-29s that the Ukrainians have. And so what that means is that in many places, Russia has the ability to strike parts of the Ukrainian line with impunity. They can use this technique called glide bombing, for example, that allows them to bombard Ukrainian lines without any real fear of their planes being shot down. Also, the Russians have really stepped up air attacks around Ukraine. And while Ukraine has good air defenses in certain locations, such as over the center of Kyiv, it can't cover the country. And F-16s give Kyiv the ability, or give the Ukrainian government the ability, to cover much more of the country with air defense. So they can neutralize one of the Russians' more effective tactics. They can cover much more of the country in air defense. And then also some of the other weapons that we've provided Ukraine are not as effective as they once were. So the Russians have learned how to counter the HIMARS missile, for example. And so the Ukrainians just need more offensive or more ability to strike Russian lines. And the F-16 would give them that ability as well. And then the last thing, Michael, is that you also have to have one eye on the post-war world. How can Ukraine deter new Russian aggression? And one of the ways that they can deter new Russian aggression is by building and supporting an advanced air force. And there is absolutely no time like the present to start doing that.
And in terms of Ukrainian valor, which you've also written about in your columns, that could connect with the issue of masculinity. Part of what you're saying about masculinity is something that is an old teaching in Jewish holy books, which is the essence of masculinity, of power, is self-control. And what is going on? How do you connect those two recent columns of yours on Ukrainian valor and its importance in this war and the idea of masculinity?
Yeah, that, you know, there doesn't necessarily seem to be a straight line connection, but there actually is a pretty compelling connection here. Because one of the things that that was extremely impressive to me when I was in Kyiv and meeting with men and women of the Ukrainian, you know, the government, of the military and civil society or responding to Russian aggression, was the sense of calm, courage and conviction. In other words, there was not, people were not running around, even though their city was under air attack every night that I was there. They were not in a sense of panic at all. They were calmly determined. And so that calm sense of determination actually gave you a great degree of comfort that these are serious people with serious plans, serious intentions, and serious capabilities. And they had demonstrated that by the results on the battlefield. They demonstrated that by the resilience of the Ukrainian civil society. And so I was really struck by that sense of calm conviction, that sense of calm courage. Then I come home to the United States. You open your Twitter app, and do you see calmness in American politics? Do you see calm conviction? No, it's constant. Everyone's running around, pulling their hair out, yelling and screaming at each other like they're in the middle of a house that's on fire. And a lot of it is being done by a right-wing movement that is also allegedly protecting the original vision of what traditional masculinity should be. And it just was a mismatch. You know, I had read years and years and years ago when I was a much younger man, I had read, you know, the Kipling poem, Rudyard Kipling poem, If. And one of the very first things that it says in the poem is, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, is like the very first element that Kipling identifies as a key aspect of masculinity. And yet a lot of our politics and a lot of our culture conflict seems to be, if you're not losing your head, there's something wrong with you. And it just struck me how much we are cultivating in young men a kind of panic-stricken view of American life and culture. And that is actually emasculating. It is not building men. It is not building up men. It is taking virtue from them. And so I wanted to point that out in the Times, and I did. And then much of the right began to promptly prove my point by losing their minds about what I said.
Yes, I'm not sure you take the same position as Josh Hawley, for instance, on this, who I know you mentioned in your column.
Yes.
We will be right back. There's more to talk about. And one of the things to talk about is the danger that you believe that DeSantis represents to conservatism. And is Trump less of a danger in this upcoming battle between the two titans? We will get to that and the issue of masculinity and self-control and calm determination and commitment, which David French exemplifies. He exemplified it in his military service to our country as a veteran of our wars in the Middle East, and more. Coming up with David French of The Dispatch and The New York Times on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's Free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, great honor to be speaking with David French, writer for The Atlantic, for The New York Times, a senior editor at The Dispatch, and one of America's most distinguished and accomplished religious rights attorneys, and someone who is an outspoken person of faith. In terms of that faith. When one of the things you write about in your column on masculinity is the problems that men have right now. I mean, in terms of graduating from college, in terms of earning capacity, in terms of suicides, in terms of you name it, males seem to be having more trouble coping with some of the challenges of our modern world than our female counterparts. What's the trouble with
men? Yeah, so we do have a real situation where men are falling behind academically. I mean, that's incredibly well established. Men die deaths of despair at astronomical rates compared to women. Men commit suicide at rates far greater than women. And then, of course, you know, we know about criminology, and men are more likely to both be murder victims, commit murders, commit all sorts of crimes. So that's long been the case. But it's all adding up to the reality that an awful lot of men are feeling not just sort of purposeless or don't know sort of what their purpose is, but despair, just really deep despair. So there is a necessity of communicating to young men a sense of virtuous purpose. And to be specific, a sense of virtuous masculine purpose. What does it mean to be a young man? And so from that standpoint, a lot of people on the right who are writing about masculinity are correct to say that there's a problem. They're also correct to say that some of the institutions on the left have been part of making the problem worse. So, for example, the American Psychological Association came out with a statement that said that traditional masculinity is on the whole harmful. And they define traditional masculinity as consisting of traits like stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression. And putting aside dominance, wait, there's nothing inherently wrong with stoicism or competitiveness or even aggression. I mean, you needed young men to storm the beaches at Normandy, right? So instead of saying that those are harmful, what we say is those are characteristics that can be good or bad depending on how they're shaped. And I think that's within, so the right identifies a problem, but it often advances the wrong solution because in its own way, the right has rejected some of the virtues of stoicism by running around being hysterical and engaging in petty trolling. And sometimes utilizes the worst aspects of aggression through its attempts to intimidate and its attempts to bully people. So there's a proper diagnosis often on the right, but often an improper cure.
And the wrong diagnosis is, and the right cure is.
Well, you know, one of the things is we have to say that a lot of these characteristics about traditional masculinity can be really, really good when shaped in the right way. So going back to that concept of stoicism, for example, to keep your head when people are losing theirs is a profound virtue. And so teaching people that sense of calm courage, that sense of calm conviction, I think is incredibly valuable. And also it's exactly countercultural, again, so sad to parts of the right, which are teaching men to be bullying, to be hysterical, to be panicked about the course of events, to adopt a victim mindset. All of that is deeply destructive. So I try to call people back to what are the actual virtues we're talking about? What are the actual virtues? And again, you know, this kind of idea that I'm going to maintain a sense of proportion. I'm going to keep my integrity. I'm going to demonstrate courage. And I go back to that image of Josh Hawley. A man exhibiting the virtues of masculinity does not salute an unruly mob and then run from it. He resists an unruly mob.
Yeah, and again, there's nothing masculine is there about marching into the Capitol building and poking police officers with flagpoles or carrying Confederate flags in general. This is hardly an example of the masculine virtues. In the United States, in the conservative movement, with the competition now intensifying and getting onto a dozen candidates, is there one candidate who has touched at least a note that you think gets this idea of masculinity right?
Well, you know, there's a person that I've admired in the Senate. I think I don't agree with everything that he's done, but, you know, Tim Scott, for example, is a person that no one doubts that he's a person of conviction, that he has deeply held beliefs, that he advances his values, that he treats people well. You know, one of the things you'll hear from Tim Scott is that he is almost universally regarded as a kind person. He has these deep values, and he manifests and lives these deep values without conforming to sort of the temper of the age. Now, again, there are things that he's done and said that I don't agree with. That's the case with every politician. I don't know of a single politician that I can say I agree with everything about them. But there is no question that a Tim Scott is a very different person from a Donald Trump, for example. And there are others who have a deep and profound character qualities that, say, a Donald Trump does not have. And I think it's worth applauding that when we see it and encouraging it when we see it, because there's been so much pressure applied to Republican politicians to conform to the spirit of the MAGA age that when people still demonstrate conviction and kindness at the same time, I think they're worth paying attention to.
David French, always worth paying attention to you, and welcome back from Ukraine, and very encouraged to hear what you have to write about the state of morale and valor of that gallant country fighting for its very life. Coming up, fighting for the life of the Republican Party and dealing with scandals of various kinds that seem to be unduly fascinating to a great, great many Americans. We will be right back.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will stay in session until the debt ceiling bill is passed.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
A Senate vote could come as early as tonight on that legislation. The Senate has passed a bill to reject President Biden's student debt relief program. It was approved with a 52-46 vote after clearing the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester and Joe Manchin and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema joined Republicans in opposing the Biden plan. The president is likely to veto the bill. A woman is suing Bill Cosby for an alleged sexual assault that occurred over 50 years ago. Victoria Valley Valentino, a former Playboy model, filed a civil lawsuit in Los Angeles under a new California law that temporarily removes the statute of limitations for civil sexual assault cases. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Fox News is reporting today under the headline, nearly 10,000 photos from Hunter Biden's laptop hit the web. Full colon, truth and transparency. The piece by Kyle Morris says a trove of photos from Hunter Biden's laptop has been made available to the public through a new website launched today. The website, BidenLaptopMedia.com. I'm sure this is a worthy effort. Will house almost 10,000 photos spanning from 2008 to 2019 and took months to complete. Garrett Ziegler, the founder of the nonprofit Marco Polo, explained about the new website to Fox News. It's a quote, it's taken us a couple of months to, one, go through all the photos, about 10,000 of them, and then redact the genitalia on the photos. In other words, usually when they talk about redacting a document, they talk about crossing out words. You've seen it. It looks like just those sort of black bars over words or names or numbers. This is actually, there are black splotches over people's private parts in the photos. This if they had redacted some of Anthony Weiner's emails, think of how the course of history could have been different. Ziegler, who put all this together, is a former Trump White House aide. I have no idea what he did in the White House. He said the contents found on the laptop were once owned by President Biden's son. And the photos showed remnants of the drugs Hunter Biden had used in 2018, and another that showed him cozying up with his then-lover, whose name was Zoe Kesten. the same year. Ziegler also noted that several photos containing private information were redacted, including images containing Social Security numbers, banking information, and credit card numbers. Additionally, multiple nude photos of Hallie Biden, the widow of Beau Biden, were redacted. Providing further insight in the type of content viewers can expect on the website, Ziegler said some content that does not carry news value will not be featured. Ziegler promised that there won't be any genitalia visible on the site and insisted that the photo project, which will display the images chronologically, covers a large swath of the first family's life and includes an array of photos. He also made it clear that this is not a hit job against the Biden family. I'm sorry, if you're focusing on Hunter Biden, whose life has been deeply, deeply troubled, I mean, this is definitely a guy who has a history that does not do credit to the Biden family traditions, at least as the President of the United States wants to proclaim them. He does give an example of something positive. He says there's a picture of a letter that Hunter's daughter, Finnegan, wrote to, I assume, troops stationed overseas, like in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's an adorable letter. Finnegan's around 9 years old at the time, and it definitely paints the Bidens in a good light. Well, there's something. Describing the effort as the most thorough expose of any American first family while they're in office in the history of America, Ziegler said the types of photos that will be shared to the website are photos that typically only become available once the presidential archives are open, and those photos only detail his time in the Oval while he was president. He's not talking about photos here in the Hunter Biden collection that appear to involve President Biden in the Oval. And I know there is this now discussion about some charges that were sent to the FBI, which the FBI apparently did not consider worthy of releasing to the public, or fully credible charges about President Biden himself while he was vice president receiving millions of dollars in bribes effectively from a foreign power. This is also an item of great conversation. I do believe that it's being very aggressively pursued by Jamie Comer of the House Oversight Committee, and we will see. But obviously something involving the passage of money to the vice president of the United States, and that when that vice president is now the president, is far more important or relevant to our political system than the fact that we know that Hunter Biden, his second son, did not leave an exemplary life when it came to his avoidance of drugs. He was a drug addict. He has admitted, he actually wrote in his own book, that there was a time in his life where he was taking cocaine, ingesting cocaine every 15 minutes. And, again, his life and some of its difficulties would be a very strong argument against those people who think it's appropriate to make drugs more easily and more legally available. Speaking of getting concerned about things that don't really deserve that concern, there's a piece in the Washington Times, the conservative alternative to the Washington Post and the nation's capital, and headline, Conservatives struggle to digest Chick-fil-A's diversity, equity, and inclusion policy. And conservatives are finding it hard, they say, to swallow the news that Chick-fil-A has a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy. The Christian-owned fast food chain was accused of going woke after conservatives discovered a post on the company's website promoting its DEI standard known as Better Together. Chick-fil-A's incorporated commitment to being a better at together means embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do, said the website. That phrase, better together, at one point that was the slogan for the Clinton campaign. Now, this doesn't mean that the Kathy family or the people behind Chick-fil-A are giving up their Christian commitment at all. They say that their idea of better at together means ensuring equal access, valuing differences, and creating a culture of belonging, according to the company. What's wrong with that? Why should people be upset? Chick-fil-A trended Tuesday on Twitter as right-tilting consumers struggled to reconcile the DEI policy with a company known for its traditional values and faith-friendly approach, which includes closing on Sunday so that its employees may attend worship services. Chick-fil-A, too, said documentary filmmaker Errol Weber. He was responding to a tweet from political strategist Joey Manarino, who said that Chick-fil-A just hired a VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. This is bad, very bad. I don't want to have to boycott. Are we going to have to boycott? Actually, the Chick-fil-A's did not just hire Eric McReynolds. He serves as a Chick-fil-A Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion since November of 2021. So we're talking about almost 2 years ago. Before that, he was Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Executive Director, a post that he assumed in July of 2020. The timing suggests that Chick-fil-A jumped on the DEI bandwagon along with the rest of corporate America at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement protests. Anything wrong here? It was certainly wrong to turn against Chick-fil-A. We'll be right back on the Med Nation.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I can't believe it. During the break, listening for a moment to one of the cable networks that isn't Fox, they were going off on this question about how Ron DeSantis pronounces his name. Now, they played various excerpts of Governor DeSantis saying, "Hello, I'm Ron DeSantis," and then also saying, "I'm Ron DeSantis." I mean, in other words, it's a difference between making him DeSantis or DeSantis. And given the fact that he's running for president, of course, everything is going to be examined. Absolutely everything. And the idea, though, that now he and his wife apparently are going to have to get straight the pronunciation of the family name. They have little kids. I wonder, how do the kids say DeSantis or DeSantis? And is there some kind of deeper inclination in this issue? I don't think so. And he is facing the kind of scrutiny that you get when you're a serious presidential candidate, and he is. Anybody with the kind of level of success that he has politically and administratively as governor of Florida, the nation's third largest state, of course he is somebody who is going to be getting a great deal of scrutiny. But here is Governor, well, let's just go on this show, we'll say DeSantis, okay? It's pretty easy. So Governor DeSantis, speaking in Iowa, spoke about his battle to the death with the Disney Corporation, which is not the best fight that Governor DeSantis has ever picked. Here he is. This is clip 9.
All of a sudden, someone else wasn't happy with it. A company in Central Florida that you may have heard of called Disney. And Disney's view was that the bill should be stopped, that we should have somehow, that it would be appropriate to have things like transgenderism taught to elementary school kids. That was their corporate position on that. And, you know, the thing about Florida is they're really the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to Florida politics. Everything they've wanted really for decades, they pretty much end up getting until now, because there's a new sheriff in town. And we're not going to back down to a woke corporation.
Okay, but the corporation is backing down to building, what was it, a $2 billion facility in Florida that would have provided 2,000 jobs, new jobs at least. Does it benefit the state to have the state government trying to battle over ideology? One of the leading corporations whose main ideology seems to be making a profit and entertaining people. On another outlet that has nothing to do with Disney, this is on Fox News, Larry Kudlow spoke about the difficulty that Governor DeSantis has getting bogged down and what that means for his future. This is clip 13.
I think Mr. DeSantis' messaging is completely off key. He's barking up the wrong trees. He's getting bogged down in stuff that's not helping. For one thing, it seemed like all during the Memorial Day weekend, Governor DeSantis kept talking about our woke military. Okay, I know that's an issue, but, Memorial Day should be about those brave and courageous American men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives in defense of American freedom. All of us should be commemorating, revering, and praying for these souls that protected our country and kept us the greatest country in the history of history. That is the message Governor DeSantis should have communicated this past Memorial Day weekend. Also, he has repeatedly come out against Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's superb debt ceiling and budget reform bill. This is crazy. This is a big mistake. And unfortunately, my friend Mike Pence has made the exact same mistake. I don't get it. What kind of message is that? Turning against the Republican leader and the Republican House? Are you a Republican, Governor DeSantis? Have you thought this through? Have you actually read the bill?
No, it's very tough. And then, of course, you don't expect people like Nicole Wallace, who was once an aide to President George W. Bush. She is now no longer much of a Republican. She's on MSNBC. But she actually spoke about one of DeSantis' speeches in Iowa, played some excerpts where he's trying to poke back at Trump and not doing that well. And this is her verdict. It's clip 15.
I wish the elites in Washington, D.C. would take a page out of the Iowa playbook. Two different sets of rules depending on whether you're a member in good standing of elite society or not. These elites are not enacting an agenda to represent us, like our elites have done with the Chinese Communist Party for more than a generation. China's been empowered by elites in our own country for decades.
So he is, just the facts here, an elite. And these, I mean, frankly, if you're going to run against Donald Trump and Joe Biden, you're the elite, Ron. I mean, what is he doing?
The question about Ron DeSantis and his elite status, the one thing he could talk about more would be his service in the U.S. military, which was honorable. He was in the United States Navy, Judge Advocate General Corps. I guess in the Navy it's called differently, but for goodness sake, he's one of those relatively rare Americans who, despite his undergraduate degree from Yale and his law degree from Harvard, chose to serve in our military and to serve our country. And give him credit for that. They say in the New York Times, and they give it a front-page story, after absorbing months of attacks from Donald Trump that went mostly unanswered, Mr. DeSantis has borrowed one of his rival's favorite lines. I'm going to counterpunch and jab back. He called one of the spending bills that Mr. Trump signed grotesque and accused him of increasing the national debt. He said the way Mr. Trump had sided with Disney and Mr. DeSantis' war with the entertainment giant was bizarre. He described Mr. Trump's criticism of the governor's handling of COVID as ridiculous. And he dared Mr. Trump to take a position on the debt limit bill pending in Washington. Are you leading from the front, Mr. DeSantis said, almost teasingly, or are you waiting for polls to tell you what position to take? I think that President Trump has made a calculation that basically the debt ceiling deal is going forward. I share the point of view expressed by Larry Kudlow that you heard, that this is a great achievement. It's a great, great credit and an enormous credit to Kevin McCarthy. And that Republicans should take pride in it, and should take pride that two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives supported this. This is why it was a good thing that they won control of the House. Because if they hadn't won control of the House, the debt ceiling would have been raised with what President Biden calls a clean raise in the debt ceiling, without any cutbacks in liberal boondoggle programs and wasteful spending. A tricky balancing act lies ahead for Mr. DeSantis, says the New York Times. All of these comments came not on stage in his first campaign speech before hundreds of Republicans attending an evangelical church, but during a 15-minute news conference with reporters afterward. He did not mention Mr. Trump by name when he spoke directly to voters much of his first four Iowa stops. And what they're saying is there's a difficulty for DeSantis and for other candidates on the Republican side. Is, yes, you want to talk about why you're different from Trump, why you're better than Trump, people should vote for you. But at the same time, you don't want to alienate people who feel a deep personal loyalty to the former president of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.